So you're all here today, seemingly like the end of the journey here, but also the beginning, because you're going to take back, and actually the journey begins here. So you've come here means you've committed to self-transformation, and the journey of self-transformation continues, in which God plays a very important role, and of course the family, as the song is aptly played here. So whatever you've experienced, you've heard a lot of people, you've heard experiences, you've heard lectures, you've interacted with all the senior faculty, you must have heard the bioeditors, 50 year plus, 60 year plus, you know, all seniors, so you're very fortunate to listen to that, but you also must have experienced something, you must also be wanting to say something. So today is your day, so please come forward to share your experiences. It would be really nice to hear from you. We would love to hear what your experience is. So please come. You can raise your hand. The brothers will pass on the mic. Yeah. Just one thing, when you go on stage, you can just introduce yourself, who you are, from where you are, and then share your experience.
Somehow, my name is Amit Salunke. I am working in Cloud Sufi as a extended CTO. I deal into cloud infrastructures. I'm staying in Pune. My journey somehow started not yesterday, but 8 months back. I was going through a weird phase of my life. It was so weird that I was even afraid to, you know, get down from my building, cross the road. It was all related to psychological thing. It was not health. It was not financial. Rather, on the other hand, on all those tangents, I was gaining too much from, you know, from the outer world. But inside, I was losing that inner peace. And there was a reason. I mean, so basically, I was facing a lot of things in my personal life. It was completely psychological. It was completely psychological. And I remember the first time I stepped out of my house was to attend Balabhai's session, which was in Magarpatta, Pune. And the day I attended that, I was so happy that a person who was even afraid to, you know, step down or, you know, crawl across the road, he went by his own car and attended that session. So I was so happy that time. And that was the time... my mother is already in this Gyan Marg from last decade. We never, she kept on telling us what needs to be done, you know, you need to participate, all those things. I would say my family was not that serious. But after I faced this issue, I came into this Gyan Marg. I went to, you know, some of the centers which are nearby. I went through with my wife. I went through this meditation of Raj Yoga in the month of Jan, and after that, my journey has completely changed. And talking about this 3 days, I would say, you know, all those preconceived notions which we carry, those were blasted using dynamites. Literally, I mean, there were so many preconceived notions, and all of them were. I mean, the way we went through each and every session, gradually in the incremental order, all those preconceived notions were, you know, attacked and targeted. And now it feels so light that, you know, it's a blissful experience. Last 3 days were extremely, you know, peaceful, blissful, feeling that light. I'm no more a person which I was 3 days before. I'm feeling pretty happy, good, and I have also pledged to participate in Balabhai's cause of digital well-being. So, yeah, I'll definitely have that association for a longer run. And that's all from my side. I would like to end this with one small share. I'm sure everyone has heard about it. Khud hi ko kar buland itna, khud hi ka kar buland itna ki Baba aake puche humse, bol teri marzi hai kya? Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, guys. I am Yogesh Patil and I am from Pune. As Om Shanti or Brahma Kumar is, my mama used to practice this 20 years before. Hello. Yeah, my mama used to practice and following this path from last 20 years, and it was her wish to visit Mount Abu. And simultaneously, I was practicing some another kind of meditation, Vipassana. You may know that. So I booked my mom's ticket twice, but unfortunately, she couldn't make it. Last year, we lost her. And only among that, whatever the desires I tried to complete, among that, I couldn't make her last wish. So luckily, I got this opportunity. And on her birthday, I reached here. So I feel very proud that at least her son make it somewhere. As my experience concerned, initially that was my purpose, but as I was practicing one kind of meditation from last 18 years, I couldn't stop my thoughts, overthinking and all this. So, but on a day first, I realized over here that I like the most amazing sentence in my life that changed my life in these 3 days is think less, think slow, think better. And I swear I reduced my 90% thoughts in these 3 days. So thank you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
We are all engulfed in stories of inspiration since the past 3 days. And thank you, brother, for sharing this. Om Shanti, everyone. My name is Bonnie Dave. I'm the co-founder of a startup called Tressel Labs, based in Bangalore. Just a single line about the company. We empower blind and visually impaired people to access any content, any kind of printed and written digital content, independently through audio in the language of their choice. Jotted down a couple of points that I wanted to share about my association with Brahma Kumaris, but where it all began. A very anecdotal incident happened in 2010. So I was in my 10th standard, and I'm from a city called Bhavnagar in Gujarat. So right across the street, at times I would see there's a residential place, and on top of the terrace there's a flag that was unfurled a few days back. I'm talking about 2010. Now I kept wondering, why are these guys unfurling the flag of Macedonia? Now that thing bugged me. Ab main puchu to bhi kisse puchu? I don't know. Direct unse jaake nahi puch sakta. क्या मैसिडोनिया का फ्लैग क्यों ऊपर लगा दिया आपके टेरेस पे? I got that answer 7 years after when we met our mentor Banu sir at Digital Impact Square, which is a pre-incubation center in Nashik. And तब I could actually put these things into perspective. अच्छा, this is not Macedonia. This is the symbol of Brahma Kumaris, and this flag represented that. So, fast tracking that journey. I just have 3 points to share. So, sharing our journey specifically about how did we come to know about this Brahma Kumari setup and the benefits. So, through our mentor at Digital Impact Square, Banu sir, who's here, he introduced us. We used to have a small session in our incubation center itself. So there was a small meeting room, which all day long, like 9 to 6, it was used for high top-level discussions and meetings, video calls. And after 6, we selected a time slot of 7 p.m. every day. All of us who were voluntarily interested would go sit in that room. And we thought, let's spend some time with ourselves and just play a soft music in the background and like try and meditate for 5 minutes and then discuss for another 5-10 minutes. That's it. Nothing fancy. So we started doing that. Then we humne kya kiya tha? Just to bring that source of light that on at the point in which we can concentrate. So we filled a glass of water, kaanch ki bottle, like a kaanch ka glass. Phone ka flashlight chalu kar diya. We put that glass on top, so then that water would reflect this flashlight on the entire room. It gave that same room a very different appeal altogether. So we started with this frugal setup, with a mission of spending time with ourselves. I really liked it, so much so that our tribe grew from 2, 3, 4, eventually as long as we were there, we were at least, I guess, 10, 12, 15 people also. We scaled to that, and then we had to move out, so we could not do it in person, but that was the starting point, I'll say. Way before, I got a chance to come here in 2018, which was the first time. This is the second time I've come here. Talking about this specific 3 days, one thing that in a conversation with a brother outside, he very gently said that not everyone gets an opportunity to be here, and all of us understand that. He said, "Boni kya hota hai, nimit hota hai ye cheeze." Ki you continue to do seva, you continue to do good, and Baba returns that accumulated seva and that trust in different forms. So only if he has that intention that this is the right time for you to be here and enjoy, get the benefit out of this, only then the selected few get a chance to be here. So I guess that was one thing that stayed with me. Why am I here in this space at this point of time? And the last thing is, these 3 days, I say the learning has not been linear. So it started with introduction, acha ye aise aise hai, different sessions, everything. I see it went flat, okay, getting to know you, but I see it exponentially raised last night and today. Like, suddenly you felt there are no barriers. So we ended up discussing about how other people got into this dhyan for like 45 minutes. I'm meeting that person for the very first time, and then we are talking for 45 straight minutes, and it never felt that I did not know him before. So I say that my growth journey has been very exponential over the past 3-4 days while I'm here, and really thank you for all the opportunity.
Om Shanti. My name is Aishwarya Arun, and this is my mother, Bharti Ravichandra. We are from Bangalore. My mom stays in Jayanagar and I stay in Kiapuram. And I have been in this Gyan, and I encountered Brahma Kumaris through Sister Sushma. She's going to the JP Nagar branch. And I think I would like to start saying as to how Baba led me to him. So, just a crux of what I went through in my life. So throughout my life, my parents have brought me up in so pampered way. Parents will be like, ye mat karo, wo mat karo, aise raho, aise baithna, aise baat karna hai. My parents were not like that. Shivani Ben told them that parents should be friends, but they should also be controlling. That my parents didn't do. They were best friends. We used to talk to them about everything. And when we came of age of maturity, we never, like in normal households, Indian households, we draw the line as to what we talk with our father, mother. Certain things we go through as women, we do not discuss with our father. But our dad was very easygoing, and he never brought whatever he went through in his office here. He was a very big man. He traveled 130 countries. He has like 9 to 10 passports which have been stamped. And he never used to talk with that, pride. I am such a big man. I have worked in big company. Never. So we've grown up around a lot of money, property, which my parents have worked very hard, blood, sweat and tears, hard work. My mom is an advocate. She has worked multiple cases, multiple lives. She has saved multiple marriages. She has saved. And similarly, my father has done equal share of his good deeds, which is why I think we got such good parents. But what I'm trying to say is, when you have abundance of something, you don't realize its value. So I think God came to me with all whatever I went through in my life now before I got into Gyan. It taught me that when you have something in abundance, God has a way to say, like, I think you need to realize ki kitna blessing hai hamari life mein, kya kya hai. Achhe parents, they got me married to a wonderful husband, arranged marriage, wonderful soul. It was like destiny. We got married, like, we just met each other and both of us said okay without asking each other, and we told each other to the parents. We got engaged that day only. That doesn't generally happen, very rare occurrence. And my sister also found a husband like that, both arranged marriage, both happily married, a wonderful mother-in-law. She said, you should work, I'll take care of the house chores, please work, you're an educated girl, you're an engineer, kaam karna padega. So I was earning, I was taking care of the family. And during COVID actually, I conceived my first child, and in the 6th month, to be precise, 24th week, there was a complication in the baby. I was working 14 hours a day without sleep, without using the washroom, drinking water. Generally, pregnant women, we need to hydrate ourselves, go to the bathroom. I did not realize because I'm very dedicated. So at that point in time, there was amniotic fluid which was less with the baby. So there was a miscarriage which happened due to certain complications. I won't bug you with the details. But I delivered the baby normally and it was stillborn. So I could see my son, and when Shivani Ben spoke today about a mother losing her 5-year-old in front of her, I rolled down with tears, and until the probably 2-3 hours back, I could not recover from that because I had experienced something like that. Of course, that baby was 5 years and for me it was around 6 months, but the pain is the same. I was also a mother who lost a son. So I started getting an aversion. I got depressed at that time that I lost a child, and we lost a lot of relatives in COVID. My dad's friends, my dad's sisters, a lot of people. We lost our dog. So after I lost my baby, within 14 days, our pet dog was also pregnant with 5 puppies. We lost her. She was only 1.5 years old. So the dog is like a companion for you, right? You lose your baby, you lose your family, you lose a lot. And at that time, when I got depressed, I told myself, my life is in my control. It's just a baby. I'm fine. My husband is fine. We'll have another child. So I decided 7 days. 7 days I'm going to cry. No phone, nothing. I cried. I'm not going to look back. So 8th day morning, I called up my manager from work. I said, look, I had a miscarriage, but I need a diversion. I cannot brood anymore. So I don't want my maternity leave. Please let me come back to work, but I'll work from home. He said, please don't worry. We are not giving you any work. Just do it as long as you like. He was very understanding, my manager. He got me paid leave. And I started working. And for me, work is passion. I used to love what I used to do. And that's it. So my depression ended in 7 days. You will not believe, I cried straight for 7 days. No, I did not eat. I did not sleep. I just kept crying. Okay? I do not want to look back from this sorrow. It's over. What is over is over. It's not my fault that my son died. There was a complication. It was what God thought. And like sister said today, I sent good vibrations to that body of that baby and said, you are not meant to be with me. This was our time. You danced inside my tummy at that time. We enjoyed that dance. We enjoyed that interaction. 6 months, not much development, but I had a very big connection with that child. And even till today, I do have certain scars from that pregnancy. So when I conceived, so fast forward to 11 months ago, I delivered my second pregnancy, my first child, who's a daughter, wonderful angel. Her name is Trishika, which means Mahalakshmi. She was very lucky for me and my husband, our stars, whatever astrology we used to believe. But something triggered a sense of disappointment in my life that I have everything. I have money, I have my parents, my good in-laws, good husband, good sisters, family, extended family, friends, everything. But there was no sense of happiness. I've just been like, a daughter is born, a baby is born into the house, how happy you should be. But all my bodily insecurities about my how overweight I am, or of my big chest, or my nose, my face, my less hair, certain things started poking out with the hormonal changes, with the cesarean and other things, and I just fell into postpartum depression. So I read about depression because my sister did a degree in psychology, so I kind of knew. So I told myself, "Arey koi badi baat nahi hai. Depression hi to hai. तो कुछ वीडियो देख लेंगे, कुत्ते के साथ खेलेंगे, बेबी के साथ खेलेंगे, अच्छा लगेगा, विल गेट ओवर इट. डिप्रेशन तो मुझे आ ही नहीं सकती, बिकॉज आई एम सच अ हैप्पी पर्सन. आई एम अ पर्सन हु मेक्स पीपल हु आर सैड हैप्पी. सो पीपल यूज टू कॉल मी टू काउंसिल देम. आई एम अ पर्सन लाइक दिस फॉर द लास्ट 25 years. सडनली आई वेंट इन टू डिप्रेशन. द होल वर्ल्ड अराउंड मी इज लाइक, अरे क्या हो गया इस लड़की को, सडनली व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू दिस गर्ल. एंड देन my parents, who are so understanding, God knows what must have gone through them. My father had lost his best friend, and a lot of things had happened in their own journeys, but it was so selfless. My husband, which husband will come to the daughter's, I mean the wife's house, stay there, take care of the newborn child, feed the child with formula milk? Which husband will do that? He shut down his businesses, saved up money through stock investments, took care of the baby, my parents took care of my child, and for last 8 months, the first 8 months of the baby, if she grows up into a wonderful individual, it will be because of my mom, my dad, my sister, and my husband. They are the ones who brought her up in the first 8 months. I, because of my negative thought process, my breast milk stopped for 4 months. So I got depressed even more, that I am not a good mother, I am not nurturing her. So I got into hallucinations that achi maa nahi ho, ek bache ko maar dala, ek aur ko maarne wali ho, tum aise doodh nahi deke. So I started having suicidal tendencies. I'm not a good mother, I don't deserve to stay here. I don't deserve this world, I don't deserve to be her mother. She's such a good child, you're going to ruin her future. So maa, just die na, why you want to be such a bad mother to her? Bad example, you're depressed, she's a good gift from God and you're not able to enjoy. What you're feeding her milk, it's like poison. So you only take that poison and die. So I had attempted suicide 21 times, and all when my parents were around at home, I used to hide in the bathroom and try to suffocate myself. And Baba's way of showing that you should live was every time I was almost about to, you know, feel that, okay, this is over, I'm about to die, let's go. My daughter used to cry. I used to just run, go feed her, take care of her. And I used to feel happy that, wow, I did not go. I used to feel relieved. So that was a confusion. I want to die, but I'm not feeling happy trying it. So there should be something. So they started getting worried. They started taking me to a psychiatrist. I went to a neuropsychiatric hospital in Bangalore near my place. And they gave me antidepressants, 25 mg, 50 mg. Then it went to 200 mg. That's when they told me to stop feeding her. So 200 mg, then I became over happy. So that happy person came back, but now it's too happy. Then they gave me depressants again, antidepressants, depressants. So it again became like a bipolar, like up, down, up, down. So there was no permanent solution, and my family started getting like worried, like, is this going to be entire life? Matlab, happy, sad, some solution should be there. So I changed 8 therapists, counselors, going to counseling, talking to them. So telling my story again and again is again remembering those vibrations, again telling them I lost my child, this happened, that happened. There was no solution. Then one day, our home help, her name is Lata, and she is in the GAN for last 12 years. Her journey was very bad. Her husband cheated on her and all those things, and Baba was there for her at that time. She brought up 2 children with wonderful education. They are both sevadaris today. They come to Mount Abu every year. They do seva. And she told my mom about it, and she was the one who brought our Farishta, Sushma Ben. She came to our house. She counseled me for 22 days, listened to my story over again. And we decided we'll experiment no medication that time. Only meditation. No medication, meditation. And you will not believe, after 21 days, I took the 7-day course 3 times. I taught the 7-day course to another 8 to 10 people, got them into Gyan. I have been following Gyan from last 4 months. January 27th, I found Baba. And I have never looked back since. I have gone back to my marital home, happily married with my husband again. No bringing up the past. Nobody says ki wo pagal thi, depression mein chali gai, mental hospital gai. No. Everyone is so matured and understanding. I have to thank him for giving good family to me. But he taught me one thing. When there is abundance of blessings, you don't understand the value. Please value your family, your mother, father, sister, brother, whoever your loved ones. Your phone is nothing. I took a 5-month detox from my phone. I threw my phone. Actually, they confiscated it because I was too happy, too sad, too happy, too sad. But I would say I sacrificed my phone for my baby and for taking it up. And it really helped. No social media, no. And nobody asks, tu mar gaye ho, you're living. Nobody cares except your mom and dad. Nobody, not even your husband will care, not your spouse. Because they know you're okay. Because your parents are taking care of you, you're in somebody's thought process. So that's it. So I found Mama like that. So I just wanted to thank and let you all know that this is, it really works. It actually works, and I'm a person who's come out of depression. So that's why. Thank you.
Just in the interest of time, each one of us is a storehouse, and there's a lot of stuff that we would want to share, especially in a safe space like this when you're not judged. But our sincere request is, if you can limit your sharing to what you have experienced in these 3 days, and then limit it to 2 or 3 minutes, then we can listen to so many more. Yeah? Thank you.
With whatever my daughter told, whatever it was, the journey that she went through. But the journey of Brahma Kumaris and Sushma coming, and I used to follow this thing, BK Shivani's videos, and get motivated and use that in my profession and things like that. But closely, when I watched her talk about this 7 days training program and all those principles that she was adhering to when she was, taking care of her in her journey, I just patted her back today, because this 3 days has been emphatic for me, and a lot of learning, because I was always Ganesha, Ganesha, Ganesha for everything. Whether it is my client's problem or it is ours, Ganesha, please save me. Now I feel that I just need to close, and then there is every magic happening. And I always believe there is a supernatural force always with you whenever you have any tough journey. And this journey with interfacing, and it is so simple, it is so free that anybody can walk in and take this brilliant knowledge. So I'm going to propagate this beautiful concept with everybody who's coming in, and knowing what my daughter's gone through. Beyond that, there are so many people who don't know that this magic can change their life as well. I want to thank this organization giving this opportunity for us to come here and experience this beautiful magic. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. Aham Atma Mam Sharir. Rohit Nayyar from Delhi. This is my first experience here, so really fortunate and thankful that, you know, I've been chosen to be here. So at the outset, I would like to really express a big, big thank you to the entire BK organization, each and every member who works so tirelessly, selflessly in making this a magical place. I think all the arrangements, I hope all of us would agree, everything has been so impeccable. The soul stirring meals, the vibrations, it has been truly a divine experience. So big, big thank you to each and every sevadar and every member of the organization. Well, over the last few months, I have been challenged with both personal and professional problems, which was making my mind a bit quite fearful of the future. And then there was a session where we were asked to pick a number. And as I chose a number and it flashed on the screen, it was written that, you know, I'm going to protect you. Don't fear unnecessarily. So I think that was quite an aha moment for me. And I realized that I am the creator. I am the master, and I need to really think less, think slow, think better. Thank you, Balajbhai, for that. And as you rightly said, I think it's a key takeaway for me is the attention is that flame which helps us to accomplish tasks in our life. So although I am yet to learn meditation, with all the great connections I have built here, I am sure today is going to be the best day of the rest of my life. And as Sister Shivani said, we need to focus on getting the sanskar and karma to be right with minimal digital interface. So I hope to pursue and continue this journey with the support of all of you. a big thank you once again.
Thank you so much. I'll keep it short. The first time I got introduced to meditation was through our mentor, Mr. Bhanu Prasad, who introduced me to meditation. The first thing I learned about meditation was it made me happy. Second thing I learned about meditation was back in 2018 when I was a part of the IT retreat last time, wherein I heard Suresh Bhaiji tell, I am Master Almighty and I have all the powers and qualities that Almighty has. And that sort of made me feel, oh, meditation makes me feel powerful. So earlier meditation used to make me feel happy, then meditation started to make me feel powerful. And every new challenge that I came across, I used to repeat this line to myself and it just gave me power. This time, what's special about this retreat especially is, so in 22 December, I had some issue and I had to go to a neurotherapist. And on my prescription, they actually wrote, you need to meditate. And I was like, what kind of a medication is this? And that prescription came from two hospitals actually. And I was like, okay, maybe I am missing out on something. Still, because I was too busy in life, I was not able to, because of the last quarter of course, I was not able to find time for meditation. But then I knew that, you know, as soon as the quarter ends, in April I'm going for the IT retreat, that's where I'll find what I'm seeking. And I'm so happy to say that I have found what I was seeking. I feel, and initially I used to distract myself, but here I learned I need to relax myself. I need to feel that I'm powerful, I'm happy. I can feel the love, the vibration in each one of you I have met over these last 3 days. In the food that I ate, in the road that I walked, in the air that I inhaled. So I think everything made me feel happy. I can feel the love, I can feel the power. And I'm going back as a better person, as a better leader, because I know that everything that has been spoken over the last 3 days is so logical. I had a lot of questions even since while growing up about religion and a lot of other things. But I think spirituality probably has answer to leadership queries all the way to religion queries. So I'm going back as a better leader and as a better person, and I'm so thankful to all of you for making that possible. And thank you, Bhanu sir, for introducing me to this whole thing. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Shivani. I come from Bangalore. I work for a company called Tressel Labs, about which Bonnie already introduced you all to. And this is the first time that I've come to such a retreat. And before coming here, I knew nothing about Gyan, except for the fact that I share the same name with Shivani Didi. And the experience, I mean, I did meditation in school when I was a little kid, maybe in 5th or 6th grade. But post that, nothing. And for a long, long time, I knew that I wanted to do meditation, but don't know what actually do you do there. So from quite some time, I wanted to do that. But then coming to this retreat was to learn what are the steps that should be taken. I mean, what do you do? Like, how do you meditate? So just that was the motive behind coming to this retreat. But coming here gave me a lot of perspectives. And one thing that I would take back from here is, how do you think, how do you become a nice human being? So that is something that I would take and maybe take some baby steps like meditation and maybe change the vocabulary, how you think. So one thing that I would take back is take these small baby steps and try to become a better human being. And one more thing that I would like to share here is, I mean, I'm not sure, since I'm not experienced, this is the first time, I'm not sure what could be the application. Like, I've heard a lot of it, but then I've not experienced it myself. But the thing that I would like to share here is the people that I've met here, right from the time that I landed, I mean, I came out of the station till here, till today, the kind of people that I've met. And even Bhanu sir, this is the second time that I've met him, but I've only heard of him through my team. We didn't have a chance to meet or, I mean, interact much, but then still there's so much love, respect for him. And I think that is the kind of vibration that, I mean, we have talked in these 3 days. And I feel that, okay, if these are the kind of people, I mean, if the Gyan makes you become such people, then this is something that the world should pursue. So, yeah, that is something that I'm taking back. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Ramchandra Shukla from Pune. I'm attending this program with my wife, Bitti Shukla. I appreciate the way the Brahma Kumari organization, the first their communication, WhatsApp and email. Very specific. If you are coming with your wife, pack your separate luggage. You may not be allotted one room. So, see, their communication very specific to the point. I want to appreciate. I appreciate the design of this program. See the way empowering the self. See the topic, subtopic. Go to the every topic and go to the every speaker. Just remember their examples. How the examples they gave. They have done their own research for the topic. And the way the input designed by the speaker and given, I appreciate that. I appreciate the inaugural session. If you remember, the speaker in the inaugural session. See, we are all very fortunate, all the participants, that we listen to the speaker. Telangana, you know, ISRO, she worked with the ISRO like that only. So, other speakers were also. I want to appreciate that. The design of this program, the speaker, the topic, subtopic, and the examples, their input. And I am sure that speakers, they are changing their input every time. They are bringing the new examples. So, they are very eager to know the feedback. And they have their own mechanism to obtain the feedback. And then they are modifying their notes and making their input one of the very relevant. Tell me, we are all from IT, but tell me, this empowering the self, whether it will not be relevant to the professors working in university? Tell me. Will be available, relevant, interesting, helping them to empower themselves? See, this is one, this is again, I want to appreciate it. Not only for IT professors, but this is for all other professors also. So that is the something, beauty of this. I want to thank Archana Pingley from Infosys. She recommended me to come here. This is my first visit to Brahma Kumari and first introduction. I want to appreciate the management and the Sevadhari, all, you know, background and the way. I need not to inquire anywhere. Just I got down on the railway platform and I was received. And till this time, I never inquire anything about where is this, to whom, to contact and how this thing. See, the best part, this is not happening everywhere. And when such large audience are there. So, just to thanks to all participants, thanks to all speakers, thank you everyone who associated with this. And I want to come again as a Sevadhari. We both want to come again for Sevadhari. Thank you. Thank you.
Namaste. Om Shanti. Mera naam Kuldeep Dangi hai. Main Kanoria Chemicals Industries mein as a head IT kaam karta hu from Ghaziabad. In a short वे मैं आपको एक्सप्लेन करता हूँ. 3-4 महीने से क्या हुआ कि अचानक से डे बाय डे स्माइलिंग जो हैप्पीनेस थी वो गायब होती चली गई. जो मेरी पर्सनैलिटी थी एक चीयरनेस की वो धीरे धीरे डाउन हो गई और मुझे पता भी नहीं लगा. देन सराउंडिंग्स में लोगों ने थोड़ा बताया क्या हुआ भाई कुलदीप आजकल स्माइलिंग नहीं है. जब उन्होंने नोटिस किया मेरे को अलर्ट किया तो मेरे को थोड़ा सा खुद मैंने एनालिसिस किया भी क्या हो गया. देन आई गो फॉर डॉक्टर. उन्होंने कुछ मेडिसिन प्रिस्क्राइब किया. 4-5 दिन 10-12 दिन खाया. मैंने कहा ऐसे तो काम नहीं चलेगा. देन आई टॉक टू माई सेल्फ. भाई क्या हो गया, क्या प्रॉब्लम है, जॉब में कोई प्रॉब्लम है? नहीं नहीं, जॉब तो बड़ी अच्छी है। तो इंक्रीमेंट्स वगैरह में कोई दिक्कत है? नहीं नहीं, बढ़िया मिल रहा है, जितने उम्मीद करते हैं उससे ज्यादा मिल जाते हैं। फैमिली में कोई दिक्कत है? नहीं, फैमिली में कोई दिक्कत नहीं है। माई वाइफ सोनिया, उससे बेटर पार्टनर कोई मिल ही नहीं सकता। माई आई हैव टू किड्स, चार्वी एंड आकाश, उनसे बढ़िया चिल्ड्रंस कोई नहीं मिल सकते। तो फैमिली में कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, जॉब में कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, भाई फ्रेंड्स में भी कोई दिक्कत नहीं है। तो भाई दिक्कत कहां पे है, समझ ही नहीं आया। तो वो बोलते ना, जहां चाह वहां रहा। तो हमने कोरोना से पहले हमने इस वाले इवेंट के लिए रजिस्ट्रेशन किया था, तो कैंसिल हो गया इवेंट। तो दोबारा से वहां से रिक्वेस्ट आ गई, मी एंड माई फ्रेंड नीरज सिरो, इज ए डायरेक्टर इन सोप्राज टीरिया। तो हम दोनों ने रजिस्टर कर लिया कि वे चलते हैं वहां पे। मैंने ठीक है, डिसाइडेड, क्या प्रॉब्लम है समझ में आ गई। अब हम कैंपस में एंटर होते हैं, तो कैंपस में एंटर होते ही एक अलग से वाइब्रेशन फील हुई, और सबसे ज्यादा वाइब्रेशन फील हुई रूम 41 में। नाउ रूम 41 इज वेरी फेमस हियर, उसमें एक रूम में अलग से वाइब्स है। तो जैसे वहां पे इंट्रोडक्शन किया सब लोगों का, तो वहां पे मुकेश भाई मिला। मुकेश भाई एक बार खड़े होंगे प्लीज, तो मुकेश भाई की स्माइल देखो। वाई आई एम कॉटेड हियर की स्माइल देखो। इंट्रोडक्शन हुआ तो पता लगा कि मुकेश भाई की जॉब नहीं है अभी, तो मेरे को रियलाइज हुआ यार मेरे पास जॉब है, फैमिली है, सब कुछ है, मेरी स्माइल ही नहीं है, और भाई के पास जॉब भी नहीं आ रही है सर। तो मतलब जॉब से तो कोई मतलब नहीं है, ये कुछ और ही चक्कर है। तो भाई मैं पहला तो क्वेश्चन वहीं पे ही मतलब वो मिला आंसर कि भाई समथिंग इज डिफरेंट। फिर हम ब्रेकफास्ट करने के लिए बाहर आए, तो देखा सब लोग व्हाइट कुर्ता उसमें थे, तो हम लोग अपना जींस टी शर्ट लेके आए थे। तो मैंने नीरज से बोला यार मेरे को भी व्हाइट कुर्ता चाहिए। अब दोस्तों था जी, कह रहा हाँ लेके आएंगे। हमने ढूंढा भाई कहाँ से मिलेगा, तो पता लगा बंसी टेलर यहाँ पे है, बड़े फेमस, उनके हम पास गए। वो बोला कि मैं आपका स्टिच करके रात को आपके सेंटर में पहुंचवा दूंगा, तो आप कल अपना सेशन अटेंड कर सकते हो अपने कुर्ते में। तो मैं बड़ा खुश हुआ पहली बार 3-4 महीने के अंदर की भाई एक विश पूरी हो गई मेरी। फिर एक पहला सेशन अटेंड हुआ, दूसरा अटेंड हुआ, तीसरा अटेंड हुआ, चौथा अटेंड हुआ। धीरे 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 क्वेश्चंस का आंसर मिलना शुरू हो गया। अब क्योंकि हम आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स हैं, तो आईटी के वे में ही मैं आपको एक्सप्लेन करने की कोशिश करता हूं कि क्या हुआ, क्या मुझे समझ में आया। मैंने देखा कि हमने क्लाइंट्स के लिए बहुत बढ़िया सिस्टम बनाया, हमने अपनी कंपनी के लिए भी बहुत बढ़िया सिस्टम बना दिया, हमने अपनी फैमिली के लिए भी बढ़िया सिस्टम बना दिया। इवन कि जॉब रहे ना रहे उनकी बेसिक नीड्स पूरी होती रहेंगी, तो इस तरह का सिस्टम हमने इम्प्लीमेंट कर दिया। तो भाई मैं जो सबके लिए कर रहा हूं, मैंने अपने सिस्टम क्यों नहीं किया अपने इम्प्लीमेंट। तो यह समझ में आया कि जब हम क्लाइंट के लिए सिस्टम डिजाइन कर सकते हैं, कंपनी के लिए सिस्टम डिजाइन कर सकते हैं, फैमिली के लिए सिस्टम डिजाइन कर सकते हैं, तो मैं अपने लिए सिस्टम डिजाइन भी नहीं कर सकता। ठीक, दूसरे नंबर पे दूसरे दिन की बात है, यह क्लियर हुआ कि सिस्टम डिजाइन करना है। अब क्या सिस्टम डिजाइन करें यह समझ में नहीं आ रहा है। फिर उसके बाद आई फॉरगेट द नेम, सॉरी, थॉट प्रोसेसिंग का एक सेशन था, सूरज भाई, तो वहां पे थॉट प्रोसेसिंग सुनने के बाद सोच रहा कि भैया यही सिस्टम बनाना है। क्या सिस्टम बनाना है? थॉट प्रोसेसिंग मैनेजिंग सिस्टम फॉर सेल्फ। तो क्या होगा भाई सिस्टम में, क्या होगा सिस्टम में? ये होगा, जैसे हम अपने सिस्टम की जो लॉक क्लियर करते हैं, टेम्परेरी फाइल डिलीट मारते हैं ऑटोमेटिकली, तो इस तरह से जो अनवांटेड मैसेज है वो डिलीट मारे। टेम्परेरी फाइल में से जो अनवांट कुछ तो ऑटोमेटिकली डिलीट होने चाहिए, कुछ ऐसे हैं कि जो ठीक ठाक से है उसके बाद अभी रिवेलेंट नहीं है, उसके बाद में फिर हम मैनुअली डिलीट मारे, वो फिर रिसाइकिल में जाए तो रिसाइकिल से भी डिलीट मारे। हाँ जी सर, बनेगा जरूर, पक्का विश्वास है, अभी नहीं पता कैसे बनेगा लेकिन बनेगा जरूर। अब सर जैसे हम अपने इम्पोर्टेंट डेटा का बैकअप लेते हैं, उसका जो है इतना इंश्योर करते हैं कि एक डेटा सेंटर यूएस में होना चाहिए, एक डेटा सेंटर इंडिया में होना चाहिए। अगर भाई इंडिया में कुछ हो जाए तो यूएस में बच जाए हमारा डेटा, लेकिन जो हमारे इम्पोर्टेंट सोर्स है वो तो हम देखेंगे ना, आ रहे हैं चले जा रहे हैं, आ रहे हैं चले जा रहे हैं। तो जो सिस्टम बनेगा उसमें ऐसा सिस्टम बनेगा जो इम्पोर्टेंट थॉट्स है ना वो परमानेंटली स्टोर रहे, उसका रिव्यू मैकेनिज्म सब कुछ होता रहे। तो ये मेरा मैंने सीखा। मेडिटेशन की बात करूं तो मेरे को 3-4-5 सेशन में, एक बार ही सेशन में थोड़ा सा इंटरेस्ट हुआ, अदरवाइज मुझे तो ना तो मतलब रोशनी दिखाई दी ना मतलब कुछ नहीं मुझे दिखाया, बट मेरे को ये समझ में आ गया कि मेरे को करना क्या है। तो आई रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल ऑफ यू कि एटलीस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू ब्लेस फर्स्ट टू मुकेश भाई कि उनको जॉब जल्दी से मिल जाए, और अगर आप उनकी कोई हेल्प कर सकते हो तो उनका रिज्यूमे खुद से मांगे, उससे वेट ना करें।
कुलदीप भाई आप आत्मा देखने की कोशिश मत करना, सिस्टम शटडाउन हो जाएगी।
तो दैट्स इट, थैंक यू।
आपने ये नहीं बताया आपकी स्माइल वापस आ गई कि नहीं
भाई। एक रिक्वेस्ट कुलदीप भाई के लिए, जोरदार तालियां। ओम शांति। मेरा नाम रॉबिन सरकार है और मैं पहली बार ब्रह्म कुमारी या किसी भी मेडिटेशन सेशन में आया हूं, और मेरे लिए रोलर कोस्टर राइड रही। शुरू में 4 बजे जब 3:30 बजे जब मैं उठा तो पहले सेशन में तो मैं सो ही गया था, काफी टाइम पे सोता रहा, ऑनेस्टली बता रहा हूं, जान के खुशी हुई। और लेकिन रिमार्केबली पिछले 2 दिन से मैं अपने आप 3:30 बजे उठ रहा हूं, मुझे कुछ पता नहीं चल रहा, मैं 11 बजे सो रहा हूं, अपने आप 3:30 बजे उठ के एकदम रेड लाइट ऑन हो जाती है मेरी और मैं यहां पे आके बैठ जाता हूं। छोटा रखूंगा अपना शेयरिंग। मैं बहुत भारी इंसान आया था और बहुत हल्की सोल बन के जा रहा हूं। मैंने अपने ऊपर बहुत प्रेशर डाला हुआ था कि मुझे अपने आप को इम्प्रूव करना है, जो मुझे दिखता था कि मेरे में इम्प्रूवमेंट की स्कोप है, मेरे को लगता था कि मुझे बहुत इसमें मेहनत करनी है। लेकिन इन्हीं सेशंस के दौरान मुझे एक चीज रियलाइज हुई कि मेरी जर्नी काफी लंबी चल रही है और मैं अपने आप को एक्सेप्ट करता हूं, और मुझे यहां पे जिस भी समीकरण जिस भी कॉम्बिनेशन से मैं यहां पहुंचा हूं मैं सबका धन्यवाद करना चाहता हूं। जितने सेवाधारी यहां पर जिन्होंने इस चीज को एनेबल किया है मैं सबका धन्यवाद करना चाहता हूं। थैंक यू वेरी 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 मच। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ओके, आई एम कॉन्शियस ऑफ द टाइम, सो वी विल एंड दिस इन अनदर 10 मिनट्स, इज दैट ओके?
ओम शांति टू ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स। मायसेल्फ आशीष गुप्ता। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई thanks to this organization Brahma Kumaris to revive my visit after since 2004 or 5 since I come at the time of the my child age teenager age at the sports events held in the Shanti Vans. So in the 3 days I got my lesson on the first day with the Balabhai session on the agenda session, that the concept of the space, it gives me the understanding why the in the keyboards or in every typing instruments the space bar has giving the maximum length in the space in the instrument. With this I hope that I will be also becoming a part of the September event of the which is held in the Hubung with the Shanti One, already mentioned in the emails tagline that you can also part of the September event. There is a next event in this year only, and I hope that the Baba will bless me and will give me the opportunity to come down September also. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti everyone. My name is Komal Chabra. I'm MSc Biotech. I'm a graduate, postgraduate by biotechnology, working as a teacher in an international school. But I have been a very introvert person. Like कभी भी किसी से sharing करना, लोगों के सामने आना मेरे लिए पॉसिबल नहीं था। इन माई प्रोफेशन आई एम वेरी गुड, जब जहां मुझे करना है वहां मैं आई एम वेरी गुड बट व्हेन इंटरेक्टिंग विद पीपल व्हाट आई से माई सेल्फ दैट आई एम नॉट गुड इनफ आई एम नॉट लाइक आई कांट डू दैट व्हाट अदर्स विल डू अदर्स विल थिंक अबाउट माई सेल्फ something happened in my past so because of that past experiences I said myself that I'm not good enough I'm not worthy and that I do not belong to any group kabhi bhi group se baat karne mein kabhi kisi ke sath like share karne mein I every time I feel hesitation but this time I have come here to share myself with you all and I did many personality development courses in my life you know to come out from the situations in 3 days of this you know amazing journey here what are the taking aways for myself is I'm sharing to you I got inner peace, joy and contentment here. I got clarity about my soul consciousness, that I'm not a body. I was judging myself because of my body. But I'm not a body, I'm a soul. I'm a pure, powerful soul. I have started to see people that they are soul and they are on their journey. Before that, you know, I was judging myself and others also. Why they are doing this? And in my past life, when I had many experiences, bad experiences, I was feeling myself that I'm very weak. And everybody is, you know, dominating me. Tab maine apne aap ko kaha tha, mujhe koi dominate nahi karega. I'll be so strong that no one will dominate me. और ये इस वे में लिया था कि अगर कोई मुझे समझाता भी था तो भी मुझे लगता है नहीं मुझे डोमिनेट कर रहा है So I should not listen to you know them. So you know मैं शिवानी दीदी को सुनती रही थी काफी टाइम से और 7 days का कोर्स भी किया था लेकिन जो फील और कनेक्शन मैंने यहां आके फील किया जो प्रैक्टिकली एक्सपीरियंस मैंने यहां किया इतने सालों में मैंने नहीं किया थैंक यू फॉर दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी और एक बहुत अच्छी जो इम्पोर्टेंट पॉइंट मैं अपने साथ लेके जा रही हूं दैट इज आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ माई सेंसेस आई एम द मास्टर एंड संकल्प से सृष्टि दीदी ने कहा संकल्प से सृष्टि तो मैं अपने लिए संकल्प ले रही हूं That I'm a powerful, I'm peaceful soul, I'm an angel. जैसे मेरे हस्बैंड ने बोला और this is very beautiful journey that I got here. मैं सोचती थी शिवानी दीदी के पास बैठूंगी I'm different. मैं सोचती थी कि मैं different हूं I can't share myself. सब लोग एक एक लेवल पे हैं मैं अपनी चीज कैसे शेयर करूं I'm nothing. बट यहां आने के बाद जैसे जैसे फ्रॉम फर्स्ट डे आई हैव बीन यू नो जॉइनिंग दिस सेशन मुझे अपने हर चीज के आंसर्स मिलते गए खुद ब खुद आई डोंट नो ऑटोमेटिकली आई गॉट ऑल आंसर्स सो थैंक यू और मैं ये लेके जा रही हूं कि मैं अपने बच्चों को अपने घर में ये एनवायरमेंट क्रिएट करूंगी जो डिजिटल एडिक्शन है मेरे घर में भी बच्चों के साथ And I'm promising that I'll start from myself with my husband. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone.
Hello. Om Shanti. So, she is my angel. So, yeah. So, I introduce myself. I'm a pure soul with all the 7 virtues. So, in this body, my name is Durgesh Kumar. I came from Noida. And I'm working as an IT professional in Genpact. Yeah. So I want to share just few things only, just like Sankalp Se Siddhi. So I was listening to Shivani ji since last 12 years, and I came to Nawala session in the IT retreat session in the Noida. So I did take a Sankalp that I had to go in Mount Abu anyhow, right? So that Sankalp completed in last 3 days, and I got many things. and I'll take a new version for myself. And I'll share two things, just like Sankalp Siddhi that I follow, right? So I tried for one of my opportunity and I take a Sankalp that I'll got it. So somehow I failed that thing, right? But I thought that this something is good for me, this is not for me. And after that, another opportunity was there and I followed the same thing, Sankalp Siddhi, and I did my 100% for that as well, and I got that thing. So this is the true that we heard many times, the Sankalp Siddhi is there, and we got something, right? But we have a full dedication, full belief on God, and then only we can see this thing. Yeah. One small, one line song only, that I'm not a good singer, right? So yeah. कैसे कहूँ मैं ओ यारा दीदार कैसा होता है बाबा का दीदार कैसा होता है कैसे बताऊँ मैं यारा बाबा का प्यार कैसा होता है थैंक यू
ओम शांति गुड इवनिंग एवरीबडी तेजिंदर सेठी फ्रॉम मुंबई व्हाट आई वांट टू शेयर इज समथिंग फॉर द पास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स आई एम गेटिंग अ फीलिंग दैट ऑल द मैनिफेस्टेशंस दैट आई हैव बीन डूइंग is actually coming true. Visiting Abu Road in this ashram was one of my aspirations, desires for more than 20 years. Thanks to Shivani ji, who cuts across with all age groups. Anybody who listens to her really wants to meet her once in their lifetime. I had this desire and I'm very fortunate I got this opportunity. What has been the learnings for me from this session? We are the masters and creators of our own lives. Be wise to create the best one for yourself. When we are connected to the Supreme, we have control of all the five senses. And with this technique, when you have control of all of your senses, you are moving your mind from the current state to extraordinary to elevated state. Which is the best state which you can use to create the best one for yourself. I love Shivaniji's one statement. If someone is very angry, upset or unhappy, just accept them. They are playing their role in human evolution. This brought such a different perspective to me. I deal with an alcoholic brother day and night for the last 20 years. This perspective will help me to deal with him in a much different way. And lastly, in this chaotic world where no one has time to listen to you, here is an organization who is taking so much effort to empower you. How blessed each one of us are. With full gratitude to the entire unit who took so much effort to create this, a big thank you. And lastly, on my journey of passion to pursue my passion of training, I had very limited thought of how I would approach. I met amazing souls, Robin ji and many more, who are going to help me on this journey. Thank you so much.
Sister, please limit to one.
Here, I'm N. Geeta Lakshmi from Bangalore and I'm an assistant professor by profession. And actually everything, the session Empowering the Self, as the name goes, all the things were very well. And we have been introduced with Shivani sister and Suraj bhai in the live sessions. So it was very much interactive and interesting. All were good takeaways for the self. But I feel the best takeaway is the digital detoxification session. As I work in the teaching field, it is not only for the self, it is for our family, friends, and actually I was searching for a very good content to give for my students for this digital detoxification. So Bala sir has given me a very good content which I have decided to take it for my college, because I see many younger generation people always sitting with phone and they don't concentrate on anything. So that is the best takeaway, I feel it so. And personally I thank all BK brothers and sisters for making this event very beautiful. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. My name is Suraj Anand. So I belong from Muzaffarpur, is a city in Bihar. So I work in Bangalore. So मैं एक छोटा सा incident के लिए मैं बस आया हूँ, अपनी life का मैं share करना चाहता हूँ. और यहाँ मैंने क्या उसे सीखा?
जब मैं कॉलेज में था आई वॉज इन NIT पटना इन कंप्यूटर साइंस इंजीनियरिंग. सो वन प्रोफेसर फ्रॉम टेक्सास यूनिवर्सिटी केम एंड वाई ही केम देर वॉज टू ऑफर दैट ही कैन आईदर टीच इन NIT पटना और IIT पटना. IIT पटना वॉज वेरी न्यू एट दैट टाइम. तो मुझे अभी तक याद है और जिंदगी भर याद रहेगा ये इंसिडेंट कि C++ की क्लास चल रही थी और उन्होंने सबसे पहले क्लास में आके पूछा कि तुम लोग करना क्या चाहते हो लाइफ में. तो एट दैट टाइम सबने यही बोला कि कोई बोला UPSC क्रैक करूंगा, कोई बोला स्टार्टअप करूंगा, कोई बोला ये गूगल ज्वाइन करूंगा. ऐसा बोला नहीं, अपने पेरेंट्स से पूछना कि तुम्हारी जिंदगी का लक्ष्य क्या है. एट द एंड ऑफ द क्लास ही गेव द आंसर और उन्होंने बोला जिंदगी का लक्ष्य एक है, वो है मोक्ष प्राप्ति, सेल्वेशन. तो आई वॉज एक्चुअली थिंकिंग दैट ये मोक्ष प्राप्ति होता क्या है एट दैट टाइम. सो आई गॉट आंसर सम ऑफ द आंसर्स फ्रॉम गीता, भागवत गीता. तो आई वॉज एबल टू रिलेट थिंग्स हियर, वॉट इज रिटन इन भागवत गीता एंड वॉट इज डिलीवर्ड हियर. सो मोस्ट ऑफ थिंग्स आर कॉमन एक्चुअली. सो आई जस्ट से दैट आई गॉट द आंसर दैट ईश्वर कौन, अलमाइटी कौन है एंड एवरीथिंग. आई वॉज एक्सप्लोरिंग मोस्ट ऑफ द मीन्स 99% ऑफ माई क्वेश्चन इन साइड मी आई गॉट द आंसर हियर. आई एम वेरी थैंकफुल टू दिस ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
So thank you so much. Thank you for all the sharing, beautiful sharing. It's very touching and this is what you're going to take back with you. And I'm sure there must be a lot of people who would want to say something, but we heard the unspoken things also. So thank you. We will have a minute of silence. Before that, I'd like to remind you that, inform you that tomorrow morning meditation, Amritvela meditation will be here in this hall, and also the 7 o'clock session by Sister Suman. And if you have any questions about meditation, you can ask her tomorrow, morning 7 o'clock.